Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
Match, Cinder, and Spark, Volume 1. Nymphomania and the Single Girl. Written by H.H. Narrated by Jupiter Grant. Audiobook now available from Amazon Audible. I kissed Loa, down to her firm six-pack abs, and I was unsure of how far I should or would go. But when I kissed my way down to her lovely navel, I could smell her dripping sweetness from below, that lovely scent that I've missed. When my nose sensed, like an animal, her in heat, I knew that I couldn't stop. I asked her if I could remove her panties, and she slowly slid them off herself without a word. In the dim candlelight, I could make out the soft fuzz of her little, well-trimmed landing strip, the slit of her clean, bare pussy, and the fleshy pink of her sweet pussy lips. Before plunging in with my mouth, I tested the water, literally. I moved my fingers down to between her legs and ever so slightly rubbed her clit, and then moved down to put one finger in her cunt. I was barely an inch into her incredibly tight pussy. She has the tightest pussy I've ever felt, other than my own. And suddenly her body convulsed, and her tight cunt was just like an overripe tomato that, when barely touched by human hands to be picked from the vine, explodes with all its watery juices all over the hungry fingers touching it. She soaked my entire hand, and then I quickly moved my mouth down to her lower lips to lap up all her sweet juice with my thirsty tongue. I used my mouth and hands on her, and she came again and again, screaming in the bed. I thought of my roommates and their guests in the next room. I thought to myself, why doesn't she cover her face with a pillow or something? But I realized, I think she wanted them to hear us, though she was definitely screaming uncontrollably. Maybe she just wasn't aware of what she was doing, but I certainly was. The roommates must be able to hear this feral cat screeching in the night. Her hands moved down and held my head in place between her legs, and I kept eating her no matter the very audible noises she made. After some time of her coming in wave after wave all over my face, she pulled me up to her and kissed my mouth, dripping with her pussy juices, and lapped it all up. She then turned me over on my back and pulled down my panties and returned all the favors I had done to her. As she spread my legs and looked at me from below, she said, "My God, you are so hot." She then dove in with full force. Her hands reached up to caress my breasts as her face was between my legs. She masterfully licked and flicked my throbbing clit. I was so erect, my clit felt huge and fleshy compared to hers. My fingers went down instinctively to rub it, and I felt her tongue on and between my fingers. She slid first one, then two, then three, and then all four fingers into my soaked pussy as she licked and she fucked me with her hand. Her entire body rocked back and forth, as if she herself were being fucked from behind, and she fucked my pussy with her hand and sucked my clit between my own self-pleasuring digits. She said, "You taste so sweet. You are so sweet. I want you. I want you." She pulled out her dripping fingers and she moved her tongue down from my clit over my pussy lips and back up again a few times to lap up all my flavor. And then she slowly slid her tongue down my pussy lips. And, with her hands, she spread me wide and inserted her tongue as far as she could into my cunt as I continued to manipulate my clit. It felt amazing. I lifted my ass up off the bed, and she got the hint. "Tease me," I said. "Tease my ass." She moved her fingers to that special spot, and her mouth slowly worked its way down to my perineum. She licked my ass and gave me the most wonderful rim job. She flipped me over and stuck her hand in my pussy and fucked me with her four fingers as her tongue ate me out from behind. She continued like that for some time before we both collapsed exhausted on the bed, soaked with our pussy cum, sweat, and saliva. But darling, you know me, I wasn't done yet. She was lying on her back with her legs spread, airing out her hot, hot pussy. I was on my tum. With my left hand, I reached over to her breasts and caressed them a little more. Her nipples were still so hard. I was hungry for them. I licked them with my tongue. I could tell she was drifting off. I whispered to her, "Do you mind if I touch myself?" "Not at all," she whispered back. My left hand roamed down to her clit, which I stroked ever so gently, in unison with my own stroking of my clit. After about 10 or 15 minutes of rubbing and sucking her tits, I came again. She may have already been asleep. I fell to the bed and hugged her from behind, I the big spoon and she the little, and we both slept like that, naked, for the rest of what remained of the night. But my last thought before I fell asleep was of you. This has been an excerpt from Match, Cinder and Spark, Volume 1, Nymphomania and the Single Girl. Written by H.H. Narrated by Jupiter Grant. Audiobook now available from Amazon Audible.